Your seats are right through here, and there are ushers who can help you find your seat.
You don't usually need a ticket to get service from the Mayo Clinic, but then again, a hospital doesn't usually put on a musical. The doctor will see you now at the Rochester Civic Theater explores all aspects of the doctor-patient relationship, starting from the patient's perspective.
And this is our waiting room. How much longer do I sit here waiting? Wonder if I could have missed my turn. Yes, I know he's running late. I'm sure they know I hate to wait, but this is how it is. You think I'd learn.
The musical also hits on doctors' pet peeves.
When the timing could be worse, the beeper sound is found. Well, friends, I'll see you around, cause that's the medical way of life. All I call liberty with the beeper.
New York playwright Isaiah Sheffer developed the lyrics and script out of a workshop with Mayo doctors. Rochester music teacher Connie Maragos directed the musical, and her husband Nick, a Mayo ear, nose, and throat doctor, provided musical direction. Together, they've led a singing group for 22 years. Nick Maragos says he had a hard time in college deciding whether to pursue medicine or music. The couple recruited experienced actors and choreographers to bring the script to life. It doesn't follow a storyline. Instead, Connie says it provides different glimpses at medical situations.
The message is of partnering between patients and caregivers. We are either patients in our lives or caregivers, and probably both throughout our lives. And the message is that each of us has different dimensions and aspects that we bring to the caregiving that we need to really look at.
Echocardiography, and what it's gonna be. Oh, what a wonder, when you see the world of science and
other. Actors dart across the stage, 1 minute playing surgeons jetting off to Aspen for the latest meeting, the next, patients trying to figure out how to get their hospital gowns to close at the back. Mayo psychiatrist Jared Richardson is chair of the clinic's Humanities and Medicine Committee. He says he was skeptical about whether producers could translate the private relationship between patients and doctors to the stage. He says everyone at Mayo wanted to be sure not to make fun of patients. Richardson says the musical is successful at joking about the foibles of medicine, but also points out the challenges doctors face.
How, and the time pressure for seeing more patients and having so much more technology involved in patient care. How do you spend enough time with someone so that they in fact can trust you with some of the most critical things in their lives, as opposed to seeing you as someone who is more of a technologist that provides a technical service.
The musical doesn't shy from what happens when medicine fails and a patient dies. In one of the more poignant scenes, a patient and doctor grapple with a serious diagnosis.
Will she say, I'm okay? Will she say, I'm in trouble? Do I really want
to know what's the word? Many medical institutions sponsor lectures or symposia about doctor-patient relations, but Mayo officials thought a musical could reach people in an emotional way that a more academic presentation couldn't. The clinic originally intended to produce the musical for its own internal use, but later decided it was entertaining enough that it should be open to the public, free of charge. So far, response has been positive. Alan Wright, a Mayo physician in infectious diseases, says there was a lot he could relate to.
I thought it was great. It really captures the doctor-patient relationship and all the things that physicians feel and how patients are people, and they really want to be treated like people, not as cases.
After the Doctor Will See You Now finishes its run in Rochester, Mayo officials will approach other medical centers to see if there's an interest in putting the show on in their communities. In Rochester, I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.